Hello, this is Jared Allen, the webmaster and sound technician for South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. On Saturday, July 13th, we had a moment of political violence in this country, and every American knows that we are not known for political violence in the United States of America. It usually doesn't happen here. So that left a lot of people needing a moment of pause. And we have a very important election coming up in November. Without getting political in any way, shape, or form, we decided here at the church that it might be best to address this from a spiritual, a biblical, and healing standpoint, because so many people watched hours of news coverage on Saturday and today, Sunday, and to try and help to provide some perspective in this very uncertain and painful moment in American history. I'm joined now by two of our elders, Jim Lanning and Tom Shepherd, to discuss it, in addition to Tom's service today, which was very, very helpful in ways on this topic. Jim and Tom?
I'm Tom Shepherd from New Lex Church of Christ, one of the elders. Just want to say a few words. As Jared brought forth, yesterday was a very Saturday evening there. When it come on the news, very sad time. And very not presentable in any way. A lot of people don't like politics. There's so much corruption going on in the world, we know that. But that doesn't cause, no cause for this kind of violence. Donald Trump did not deserve this. I don't agree with everything politicians say, but the Lord was with Donald yesterday. So close, this bullet hitting, just creasing his ear. And like I said, there's so much sadness. But you know, all the sadness in the world, we can still have a peace of mind if we put God first, love Him, and obey Him, His word of truth in the New Testament. We wonder why people will not turn to God and have peace of mind, but it just seems like they don't want to hear the word of God. But you know, that doesn't mean everything's going to go perfect if we turn to God. He hadn't promised us that. He promises that He'll take care of us physically and spiritually, and also take us to be Him with Him forever in an upper and better kingdom of heaven. That's a peace of mind we can have if we truly love God and get back to God. This nation, this world needs to get back to God. And I'm afraid it's why it's in the shape that it is, because they've turned away from God, don't want to hear Him. But that's the answer. God is the answer. And our prayers is with the Trump family and all the leaders.
This is Jim Lanning. I also work as one of the elders here for the South Main Church of Christ. I was thinking, as you hear these things, and one of the things that we here at the South Main Church of Christ want to do is try to go back to the Bible, to the New Testament, and follow the pattern of the New Testament church. And if you look at New Testament times and some of the politics that was going on there with the Roman government, things were in turmoil at that time, but we want to keep a perspective, a focus on those things that are most important, the priorities that we must have. We'll be praying for our countries. I encourage you to pray for our country that we might, as a Christian people, be willing to follow a leader that would look to the wisdom of God. And let's pray for a leader like that, that hopefully will come out of the election, a leader that's willing to look at the wisdom in God's word And that's what we need to focus on today. Things were terrible at the time of the Roman Empire. One of the songs we sang this morning, that kings, kingdoms, governments pass away, but the Lord will always be there. And our Almighty God, our Creator, will be there. We need to focus on those things. And we need some civility in speaking to one another. We know what the Bible teaches on that and how we're to treat one another. We need more of that in our country, that we respect each other and we have responsibilities to obey the laws. And if we go back to doing that, that's what our country was grounded on following the laws of the land. And if you look back at the early fathers, they were all, at least most of them, were God-fearing men that came together when this country started. So we'll be praying for our country, and we encourage you to do that. And hopefully things will go back to what they should be. And if not, we'll make sure each one of us can make a difference if we do God's will and look to His word and follow it. Thank you, and we hope you'll have a good day.
Gentlemen, just one or two questions before we wrap this up. What is your advice on and finding perspective? That's something that I think the Lord would want us to do, is to seek perspective.
Yes. Even though a terrible thing happened yesterday and happens all the time, we can make it through these things by prayer and also serving God. And again, putting Him first. And we can make a difference. The church, God's people, can make a difference. And everyone can make a difference if we get back to God and have that peace of mind. Let's pray for our country, pray for our leaders.
And I think on this, I would encourage you, each one of us is really, when it comes down to us, all we can control is ourselves and our thinking and our behaviors. And I would encourage you to think before you act, and to those thoughts that might encourage you in doing something wrong, like this act of violence. We know what God would think of that. It should not have happened. But if each one of us can act in a way that we should, it will help that we focus on following the will of God. So that's one thing we can do. The other thing, in this country, hopefully we're allowed to vote, so we want to vote for God-fearing people that will lead us in the right direction. This country, we know in the past few years, has been going the wrong direction, and we hope that more will turn to God as the Creator and focus on Him. Be willing to live their lives in accordance to the Word of God. And that's just my thoughts there. We need to control ourselves first and then encourage others to follow. We have a God of righteousness, so we want to follow the righteous way. Thank you.
One final question. Both of you are fathers, so you have a perspective that can definitely be shared. In a moment like this, children will struggle to put it into perspective. What do you think, not only the parents within our church, but other parents who also may get this message, what do you think they should do to help their kids understand?
I would say, Jared, to that, this is Jim again. I would say I spent a lifetime in public schools teaching, and I was there before the mass shootings started in public schools. And when that started, the children were hearing all of this and very insecure. And you think, is this going to happen at our school and things? So I would limit the amount of exposure, especially the younger children, of hearing this bad news. They don't need to hear this constantly, maybe not at all, depending on their age. And to try to talk to them about their security, that we do try to have a secure a country as we can. And that's what we want to all work towards. There's no reason for this violence in this country. if each one of us will do that. And that's something I will, this gets into some politics and opinions, but we can pass all the laws that we want to stop these type things, but it's going to take a heart that's willing to obey the law before that will ever happen. It's usually the bad guys win on something like that when we pass a law that might limit other people what they can do, but the bad guys will never follow it anyway. So we need a change of heart for each one of us in this country, that we're willing to live the right way. We need to talk to our children and assure them that they're going to be safe and that we'll do everything that we can to keep this a safe and civil country. If your child's old enough or has some questions, then you need to have that conversation with them about what would be right and what we seek in this country. And if we look towards the wisdom of God, we'll be headed in the right direction.
Children's going to see a lot of these things wherever they're at. And I think they need to see it in our homes. Parents loving God and teaching them to put God first and do His will, that they'll grow up and also want to do that. We're going to have a different world if people do this. And we surely do need to teach our kids about God. And it's sad they have to see these things. And it just upsets us all when we watch those things last night. But like I say, we can have peace of mind when we serve God and tell others about God. Get this country back to a God-fearing country.
I might say something too about the other elder. Ernie is away, Ernie Starling away today, visiting. So we want to keep him in mind as he travels, and that he and his wife may have a safe trip. And also our prayers go out for Dave Hall, that's been in a four-wheeler accident this day, and he's going to hopefully get to come home from the hospital today, and we're so happy that Dave's injuries aren't as bad as originally thought, I think. So keep those in your prayers as well.
Should we have a prayer when you're done? Have a prayer or not?
There you go.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful unto You that we've had this time to come and worship and the freedom to do so. Please keep our country safe and be with the Trump family and Donald as he heals. And he needs to praise You and thank You for being with him. It could have been worse. And God, help us to treat people the way You would want us to treat them and the way we would want to be treated, and not be jealous and not be hateful, or just love others and do good for people and help people, and people see that You're living in us. Help this nation, God, this country, get back to Your morals and principles and love the Word of God again. Thank You, God, for Christ, and forgive us of our sins. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is Jared Allen along with Tom Shepard and Jim Lanning. We hope you have a great day, and feel free to visit our website whenever you would like. And also, please come visit us sometime at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington.